good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight I received through my psychic, clairvoyant, multidimensional vision. This is my show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. This is what I'm here for you during these times of acceleration on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. I also welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. Usually it's a call-in show. Today we're pre-taping, but I want to give out my information because we always have upcoming events that are really important. And so I encourage people to see what's the latest happenings. Is the best thing to do is go to my website. That's www.kerrieoconnor.com. And my email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And the telephone number, if you want to call for a private session, you can call 860-887-1201. And it's always great to check in and you sign up for the free newsletter that's sent out. And it always tells about up-and-coming events. We do a lot of free teleclasses where you can jump in and find out the happenings that's happening in the world. There's so many shifts and changes that are going on right now. And it keeps you up to date so you could flow with life easier and feel like you're more in the flow with things. And so we're going to go to our first caller and get right into the callers and go right to the first call, Benny.
Yep, and we have a fantastic day in store for us. We're going to start this particular hour off with Kathy. I apologize. It's actually Lori. She's calling in from Lebanon, Connecticut. She's, kind of experienced a transition phase at the moment. You know, the house, the kids. She's all getting a little bit wrapped up, and she's possibly looking for some change. So, Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The first thing I'm seeing, Lori, in your energy field is the change. I see it change is good, and that's what we're reminding our bodies. And a lot of times, cellularly, our energy feels like change is like be prepared for the awful awfuls. And so, or like a major change, especially when I'm looking into your root chakra off to the left side. So remember, the left side is the receiving side. It's the female side. It's the relation to mother side. And so when I'm looking at your root chakra in particular, so that grounds us to the earth, it makes us feel grounded, I'm seeing like a slight tornado. But when I look into tornadoes mean to me two things. One of it, when I see one that's off balance and it looks kind of really crazy, and think of it as all distorted, that means to me that that it's the person's really getting yanked all around energetically, feeling out of alignment, really kind of pulling their hair out. But when I see it in an orderly kind of fashion, that means to me cellular clearing, residual clearing out of root chakra issues. That's home, family, past, growing up, residual energies of rooting into the ground. And so when I'm seeing your whole left side being stretched, that I can totally understand that you're literally under reconstruction. And so your physical body, and also I'm seeing you have a lot of physical reconstruction going on in and around your dwellings right now, correct?
Yes.
Because I'm literally
very
seeing
much
people
so.
Hanging up like painting and workers and like workers.
We're putting out a huge addition to our house.
Okay, perfect.
Total major reconstruction.
Okay, perfect. And you know, Lori, that's a perfect example for anybody, because when you are physically doing reconstruction in your house, there's no way that you cannot not be energetically under reconstruction too. So our outside world is a vision of our inside world. So when we start any reconstruction, a lot of people are thrown energetically because they don't understand what they're just thrown, that they're whooping out to the universe like I'm willing to be under reconstruction, or it starts the whole reconstruction process. It's also when a lot of people get pregnant, but I see that you say no. You're all done with that stage. But this is where I'm seeing the rebirthing process, where this is all about Lori now, right? And I'm also seeing both your parents are in spirit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, they're also bringing a little one, and they're showing me a little sister. So you have a sister in spirit, too, correct?
Yes.
But also they call her the little one, so I know that she's crossed over at a young age, and she's also older than you. So they always like kind of flip where they want to recognize that she was little when she crossed, but also, again, that she has guided you and that she crossed over before you were born, correct?
Correct. She was a year and a half.
She's like been guiding you since you were
little. I named after her.
Okay, there you go. I was just going to say, and part of that going to the root chakra, what your mother's pointing, Lori, is that This is all about your identity, and you're in a 999 year, and you're doing a 9-year cycle, 9 months, and even look in your life over the last 9 months, and nine is really important. I mean, it's seeing birthday in the 9 months.
Born in the ninth month.
There you go. Okay, so think of nines are all about completion, closure. So here you're wrapping up, and you're on the finish end toward the house, right? Because I'm seeing like everyone's wrapping this stuff up. And so think of that. Here you're on this wrapping up end. You're on this going up to what I call elevator 3 to elevator 4. But the most beautiful thing is now we have elevator 5. And elevator 5 is even more joy, more happiness, more individualization. It all goes back to the keys are truly within ourselves. And I'm seeing that part of your root chakra since the death of your mother at young age, and you're being born and named after. Can you imagine, or can you sense, or do you recognize that being named after a sister who has crossed over, that the energetic, like there's a veil over your identity, right? And especially on the left side. So I'm seeing that, not that the death didn't affect your father, because it absolutely did, but there's like real depression on the mom's side, and like
absolutely.
She never got over it. And I'm seeing her laying on the couch with like a cloth, and so really physically being depressed on the couch, where your dad could have done it in a different way, like as far as working it out, going to work a lot and processing that way. But here you come in, a baby, and here you're even named after it. So think of you're getting rid of residual cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with your whole birthing and the whole issues surrounding your birth and birthing process. And as you're doing this, it is about time, about Lori. It's about closing doors to re-identify yourself where you're right. Writing the script right now. You're not any kind of, you're like, don't even be surprised if you want to, like, when I went through this process, I felt like I wanted to rename myself. I felt like I didn't identify with the name Carrie anymore. I ended up keeping the name Carrie, but I was really going through this really major, re-identifying with myself with every part of my life. And so this is so important. It's a birthing time. It's a closure time. Really pay attention to the moon, Lori, as far as full moon, new moon. Get in touch with the earth and the mother, because there's a part of your mother has accountability for non-mothering. So there's a part, again, right. Where the depression, she can see that she was there, but we could physically be there, but not energetically there. And so she has accountability for that. And it doesn't mean that she didn't love you. She thought you were all taken care of, because she showed me one and only. So I'm seeing two older siblings, but there are still, there's a big gap there. So I'm seeing that they're not around.
I have 11 and 12 years older than me.
Okay, that's all right. So like two different families. So think of that, there's a
absolutely.
Sense that you were the one and only child, right? So the only child, and that there was a sense of that they had high hopes of doing it over again, getting away the grief as far as losing the daughter, because there's struggle there, because I'm showing me she was born with like a, not a hole in her heart, but like a lot of problems.
Yes, she has
cerebral palsy. It's not like she wasn't, she didn't die, like, because it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't an overnight thing. It was, I'm seeing that there was problems for the,
From the get-go.
And so, and it really, when we have a chronically ill child, it really drains us. And so there was, again, the high hope energy. And mom, it was feeling guilty as far as not being able to, again, be there as much as she could for you, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And so here you're, again, thanking the parents for the blessings that they have given you, taking the knowledge, leaving pain, and really getting rid of a lot of cellular post-traumatic stress, allowing you to, because part of the younger child in you, the 0 through 3-year-old child in the root chakra, it's like it has been the past terrified to take the mic, meaning I'm using my voice to identify myself and drawing up like what I want in my life. And so even I'm seeing hiding behind children, or even I'm hearing stand by my man, so that even like getting yourself into marriages and really totally when you do something, you do it like a Virgonian energy perfectly, right? And this is like a real time of total closure, of stepping into this is Lori about Lori, and you still could be a very good wife and a good mother and individuate with yourself and birth yourself. And actually, it's really important, because think of if you don't, you could, do you find yourself snapping a little bit lately? Like,
find myself what?
Snapping a little bit.
Okay.
So it's like that's when we feel like, think of the baby giving birth and your head is out and you're getting the shoulders out. And then if we don't continue on that birth process, we could feel like irritated and snap. And so think of that, really tuning into the whole feminine side, embracing the feminine side, wearing pink soft stuff or salmon colored stuff, and really working with that pink salmon color into the root chakras, going to help you ground, get down into the earth differently, really have a different relationship. You're going to, as far as pay attention, also seeing hawks and mothers giving you hummingbirds too. And all this connection is all about joy all year round. You're writing, again, there's a closure of a new beginnings with relationships with daughter, relationships with husband, but also the biggest one is relationship with self. So seeing self differently and really loving and embracing the energies that are coming down. You're very sensitive to them, but also very, the child in you is like clapping your hands like a little girl, like saying, oh God, finally I could have these less energy. I could concentrate on myself. And so this is about concentrate on your own business. And also I'm seeing that you do home business, but I'm seeing you expanding with this and expanding in your own creative creative way, and really having where I'm seeing zoning and taking out old stuff that you had before. And I'm seeing this as far as in a spiritual sense, as far as spiritual teachings, that kind of stuff. All right, we're going to our break today, and I'll be back with you for more of the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to thedrpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. thedrpatshow.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And when we left off for break, we were talking to Lori and how Lori was going to be changing her life and really individuating for yourself. And so, Lori, this is where you're going to do a pre-birthday. So you said that your birthday is in November. So this is where you're
really
being encouraged to taking your the energy of this. It's all about Lori. I would literally even buy myself a cupcake and put a one birthday on, like a one candle is what Mom giving you, is giving you.
Cool.
So that's all about closing off, closing doors, going up to that fifth elevator your energy. This is all about New Year's. Pay attention to seeing a lot of 11-11s because this is about mastery. And again, going back to stuff that is like a spiritual sense, stepping into the spiritual teacher that you are and going into as far as touching other children in particular because of that wounded child within you that was that energetically orphaned, you can really touch people at a really cellular level. So that's what they're encouraging you. That's what I know you're going to be taking this energy and running with it because I'm seeing that, again, their little child is just clapping with this, the energy that's coming down, so it's making you feel free and expanding.
My adult child's clapping, too. I'm excited.
Exactly, exactly. So that's where taking out the old stuff, bringing it into the it's not old at all. It's like dusting off some ideas that you've had and
right.
bringing it, breathing back into life because now is the time. The timing was kind of off before, and it's not that when I see the world behind somebody, it has to do with like you were to be exactly where you are right now. It's perfect timing right now, and so that's all there is to it. And so that's what you're stepping into and celebrating that you're rebirthing your process. And really feeling that, again, giving the child position permission that I could be a good parent and wife as I am. Actually, I will be better because I am better in the sense of lighter and lighter, and so I will feel more full, more complete, 999s, as I am rediscovering that left side, the taking inside of the feminine energy, the divine feminine, embracing myself with that, and that brings in a creative spark that goes beyond your wildest dreams as far as having you go out into the world bigger than you could ever imagine. So there's a part of you that, again, the little girl wants to hide behind the skirt or hide behind the feeling comfortable at home, but this is where you can have your cake and eat it too, going out into the world, but also being able to go back, like writing your own script there as far as, oh wait, I could go out and talk and speak about here, I could go out and have this lecture here, and I could also be at my child's play. And so it's that's
right.
where, like, it's, I symbolically call it having your cake and eating it too.
Right.
Okay, Lori?
Thanks, Carrie. This was
You're
great.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Right.
Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank
Keep on
you
growing
too.
And expanding.
Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lori, for calling in. She was calling from Lebanon, Connecticut. For a second, I thought she was overseas, you know, across the pond with us, Carrie. I was like, wow, your show's really getting out there. Holy cow. Well, hey, before we run off to our next caller, who is Kathy, let's give out some information about you and your show really fast before we go to our next caller.
For any information as far as classes, updates, the free newsletter, you can contact me at www.kerrieoconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E, O-Connor.com, O-C-O-N-N-O-R. And the email address is union1111@yahoo.com. Again, union1111@yahoo.com. And I really encourage you to update, sign up for the free newsletter because we are give giveaways as far as free classes, free teleclasses, free. We're getting into a whole new thing of giving out free raffles, free readings, free discs. We have a lot of stuff going on. So we have a lot of stuff, exciting stuff that you want to make sure that you're up to date with. And know that it's happening. So that's the easy contact information. And the phone number is 860-887-1201.
That's right. And if you want to give us a call here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, it's being brought to you by the Dr. Pat Show. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We're now going to jump off to Long Island, New York. Pardon me. We have a caller calling. It's Kathy, actually. She's looking for a little bit more balance in her life, possibly. She thinks she's in a backsliding situation. Carrie, she apparently read that in one of your older newsletters. So let's bring on Kathy and see what she has to say. Kathy, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And you have Carrie all at your helm there.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Kathy, I'm seeing a lot of, actually it's interesting because it's like a construction day, but instead of worker people, because I was just talking to Lori and I saw all around her sheetrocking people and painters. And with you, though, it's more of hard hats and steel boots. And so I'm seeing people in flags. And so I'm seeing people flagging and like construction, road construction people, right? And so,
exactly.
What's that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right. So think of as far as the people, as you're clearing out, it's almost exactly what I just said to the other caller. I don't know if you heard it, but she's doing physical construction on our physical home, and she is, as she's under reconstruction, that what we're saying to the universe on a subconscious level is that I am willing to go under reconstruction. There's no way that we cannot do a physical construction around our house without physically doing it. I'm not seeing you doing physical construction in your dwellings. It's more of an inside part. And I'm also seeing your mother coming in, and she's also also bringing in the grandmothers, as far as two grandmothers and a couple of aunts. And so a lot of the ladies are coming in today. And she wants to, she's bringing in a sacred friend or another female and that begins with an Audrey, an Anne, or an Annie, or something along the A lines, because she's doing a capital A. And mom wants to have, like, great pleasure to bring in this person as far as the Audrey person. And so think of that. These ladies are coming in, Kathy, and they're actually, it's kind of fascinating, because they're bringing in Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalene. So all of those, I consider Mary Magdalene the goddess of the divine empowerment, and Virgin Mary the sacred mother. So think of mom and all the ladies then stepping back, and they're putting all these pink roses in a circle around your feet. And then it looks like there's like a like giving you a statue, almost like of the Virgin Mary. So think of, I'd be absolutely working with the Virgin Mary's energy and calling her in, and Mary Magdalene, and over the next 30 days is what they're saying. And that's, again, opening up that's the sacred mother, and also entering in the divine feminine energy, where when I see steel hats and steel boots in the hats, that means like being forced to lead with the male energy and having closed off the female energy to support and protect yourself. You had to do that a lot during your life, right? Shut down.
Yes, very much so.
Because it's being a protection part, and also as far as you had a lot of male energy around you, because I'm seeing you one of the youngest and trying to catch up with a lot of men and boys, and I'm also seeing like teasing and then saying like doing a tough upper lip, like that's not hurting my feelings, or I could play as much as you can. And so there's a sense of justice is what you came in with, as far as wanting fairness and justice is a real part of your heart, your soul's purpose, to make sure that people are have justice. There's a part where you could be really tuned into when people are not being heard, because there's a sense of not being heard and or recognized as far as for your individuality. And so think of this as a time to embrace your own individuality, Kathy, and really think of the taking the pink around your feet has you taking this pink unconditional love energy, understanding that you are totally surrounded, the circle around you. Think of like they're doing ring around the rosy, and constantly around us is what our guides and angels are feeding us, loving us back into to wholeness and back into alignment of remembering that we're angels having a human experience, not the humans having the angel experience, where sometimes mom's saying that it's a hard knock life, and then I'm seeing somebody drilling the road, like breaking up a road, you know, those do-do-do-do things, right? And so she's recognizing tough experiences that you've had in the past, like you weren't born princess in a peapod, right? And that you had a lot of tough experiences, but not, and we all have in a sense, and it's not about the wounded child, but I'm seeing that you got really hit. I mean, some people got hit, they got hit like really, really hard. And so she's showing me a lot of loss at a young age and a lot of heartache. And she died young, when you were young, correct?
Yes.
In your early 20s. That's very young.
20, yeah.
It's like right when you were becoming a young lady and to be able to, like, missing what it would be like to have a relationship with mom now, wondering what that would be like, right? And so she wants to remind you that, hey, I'm here. You do have a relationship with me. It's just I'm not in physical body. So being able to have, when the ladies are playing and doing ring around the rosy, it's like understanding, taking in that pink energy of unconditional love. They also, when I see rose oil being given on the thymus and I see dad coming in, that represents to me forgiveness and asking for forgiveness as far as where they could have done. We do better when we know better, kind of sense. And so they are looking back. They could have supported you more and heard you more. And not that they didn't hear, because sometimes they heard, but also sometimes they had big wax in their ears is what they recognized. Especially when it came, like you seemed like that you came in as all with this, the same with the guys. So they ended like mom saying, "I loved that you were a girl, but also sometimes I ignored that you were a girl." You know what I mean? So there's a sense of that because you play so well with the guys that she, again, would flip back and forth as far as that. She thought she was giving you independence and teaching you to be a very strong woman, which you are, but there's also about balance. And so think of that. You're clearing out anything that seems like the extremes. And also, I don't think you would be comfortable in a flowing dress that has roses all over you and roses in your hair. But think of that. You can take that in symbolically. And so, and when we do that symbolically, and actually, Kathy, we're going to be going to a break. And we have so much with you that I want to continue over the break and to finish up with your parents.
Okay.
So I will be back. You're listening to The Kerry O'Connor Show, and we're going to one short break.
Whether you're female or male, and you're feeling just not quite right, Your hormones may be out of balance or depleted. For a comprehensive assessment and to discuss the safe and effective bioidentical natural hormone therapy, visit the bioidentical hormone specialist, Dr. Darvish and her staff at Holistique Medical Center in Bellevue. Call 425-451-0404. Visit Holistique at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
There's a secret that we want you to know. A secret so closely guarded that the medical community spends billions of dollars each year to make sure you don't know what it is. Here it is. Your health isn't determined by how many prescription drugs you take. It's determined by you. You already possess everything you need to be completely healthy. On Saturday, August 9th, there will be an experience that will put you in the driver's seat. A one-day training that will arm you with the power to be your best every day. Be Your Best is an intense, information-packed, fun-filled, one-day event focused on giving you the tools to dramatically improve your health and your life. Don't miss this amazing experience. $29 will get you in the door, and the information you receive will get you the life you deserve. Call 800-443-BEST. That's 800-443-BEST to register for Be Your Best in Seattle on August 9th. Or visit bestlifetraining.com for more information.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. We're here for another half hour, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. And as I was talking to Kathy, I wanted to finish up, Kathy, because there's I was talking a lot, and I didn't let you. I'm practicing this as my continuing expanding with myself of I talk fast and I give a lot of information out, and I want to have people validate what I'm saying. And so you've had a lot of loss in your life as far as hard knocks, as far as a lot of things. I'm just seeing, as far as with your mom saying, by the time you're 30, I'm seeing you alone on an island. So that means to me that there was a lot of, like, but we're both parents and a lot of loss by the time you're 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I have, okay, affect my whole family.
Okay, okay. And that includes siblings and everybody, right? Because yes. Your mom says severe. So we could, it's the loss of two parents is a lot before you're 30, but actually you're in your 20s, weren't you? Late 20s. And and so think of that. That's a tough one to handle. But then the loss of three siblings on top of that, that's usually you don't hear that this day and age. That's what you hear in the 1800s or the early 1900s when somebody has typhoid, you know, whatever, the disease. So you just don't hear that this day and age. And so it's not. It's just recognizing that that you've had to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and there's a part where there's a like the left side that the taking in of energy, of love, of money, of opportunities has like closed itself off because there's a part of like love hurts, and so or love means loss, right? And severe loss, and so and this is where going back into the pink part as far as taking in that feminine flowing energy and also. Your dad goes and dances with you. He's also saying New York, New York, and so he's doing the show tunes, right? And so mm-hmm. I'm from a show tune family, but I'm sensing that you also like Broadway, too. I know you said that you're from Long Island. But there's a sense of that Broadway bringing in song, bringing in play into your life in every single aspect. And again, do you literally work with a lot of hard hats around you? Because I feel like this is literal. Sometimes it's symbolic, but I keep on seeing, when I see too many, it means to me that there's a literal thing going on.
Yes, I work for a highway when we
perfect, because they were just, again, given too much symbolic language that it doesn't mean symbolic anymore, it means literal. And so think of that this is perfect. Here you're going down the highway of life. You're expanding and embracing yourself and taking in where I think you're a perfect caller for people to really listen to that. As far as stepping out of the wounded part, and I want to be clear, I'm not saying that you're in your wounded part. I'm saying of giving yourself a hand of how much that you have stepped beyond your wounds, because, Kathy, there's a lot of people that have had the loss that you've had that would be curling up in a ball and just saying, I want to go home. And, like, meaning earth, I mean, out of earth versus, you know, staying in here and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and going on. And so there's a part where you have a lot of teaching to give people as far as when people complain about life, complain about it's a hard knock life. There's a part where you give them teach them. Yes, life can be hard, but it's all in the way you want to look at it. So there's a blooming, very much optimist. And again, it's not that you were negative, but you had a choice that you could have been very negative. Do you understand that? You could have been really gotten into a part of I feel very much abandoned, and I feel like the life gave me a raw deal. And on a whole, you try to turn it around because it's like, it's not going to serve me sweating the small stuff. But then this is taking it to another level where it's like if you can say that to other people, right, as far as cheer up, have a nice day, and really counsel them, but it's taking it into yourself. Do you understand that? There's a total different thing where you're very comfortable with that, helping other people, counseling with other people, but then taking that energy into yourself is a whole nother level. And that's what this year, 208, is all about. Is that, and actually it's not only 208, it's a real turning point for us to take an inner look with ourselves, clean out energetically our spiritual closets, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and this is where big feng shui, and this is where the answers have always been with him, and so it's really going into when dad's putting the oil, the rose oil, as far as on the heart, it's about really taking yourself up to a whole other next level, embracing that divine feminine, dancing with that divine feminine, not getting rid of residual energy that absolutely feels like a cellular post-traumatic stress, and being able to look at life like I'm seeing Sunny up in a pancake, in particular with like a smiley face on it. So your parents and your brothers, and also there's one brother in particular that he has his head down in shame, and when I see them putting their hands in front of the genitalia, it's like that he wants you to know that he felt castrated, and so he had to castrate you energetically. And so he's talking about abuse, and I'm seeing physical, mental, spiritual, emotional abuse. And so he wants to have totally accountability for that. And that it's like one of the things that we don't get away with anything, that we, when we go over there, when we have our life review, he said it was a tough one to swallow as far as his review, as far as how much that he hurt you, and that he has, again, total accountability for it, and he feels free. And so part of when his energy is around you, you might not even notice it. It could go right over your head. And so going back to as far as this whole period, especially I'm seeing you doing a lot of 555, so pay attention to seeing the numbers 555, and also that's on the mom side, and also a sense of December is a real important month for you as far as month into December, and also the number 1212. A real turning point. In 12-12, I always pay attention to that because that's master numbers and a sense of, again, mastery. And this is where you're taking in that energy and really going down that highway of life. And it's in a balanced way where you're imagining, again, they just keep on putting this, like, even very floral, a rose-colored dress on you. And it's very flowing, almost like what you'd see as the Statue of Liberty with the flowing flowing energy. And so think of that, the Statue of Liberty. They're putting that in your heart. And so this is where you have independence. You have freedom. You can shine your light, not modulate your energy, and not be afraid of loss, of severe loss, and that and having that angel wing spread out 12 feet by 12 feet, 24 feet across, and really taking in that energy into your heart, into the lungs, into the whole chest and throat chakra too. And you'll notice this significantly as far as, actually it's interesting because mom even showed me, you know, remember the Peter Brady? When his voice changed, I heard it all of a sudden that show, I saw that show, when it's time to change, you got to rearrange. Do you remember that show? And his voice changed too. His voice went through the male changing. And your mother said that, and it could be even that you're, literally your voice can sound differently as far as people, and pay attention by the end of the year, Kathy, if people say to you, it's like they question when they call and you answer the phone, hello, that they say, Kathy? Like they, at first they don't recognize that it's your voice. Not severe where you're going to be talking like this or like weirdo, but it's just like this shift that it's going to, you're going to, it's going to be a sign for you that part of actually literally what I'm seeing around just the vocal cords, there's like a tight band, a tight cord that had that child holding back and screaming, which holds back the voice and holds it down like I am grounded and I'm in my body. And that's where it, when the cords are cut, and we're cutting the cords right now, there's a sense of lightness and a sense of freedom with this. And this is what another example of what I love to show people is that we could energetically cut cords around the world. It does not matter that you are in Long Island and I'm in Connecticut, that we are entering in this place of mastery where we can energize your body. Allowed me to cut the cords, in that you're having do a lot of infinity eights on your throat chakra and sideways eights, and do a lot of movement as far as doing infinity eights with your chin, moving your head and neck around a lot, because that's going to really help you, because this is very old and ancient. This brought me down right down to the back of your root chakra. And so this is a huge release that you're having. So when somebody has a spontaneous huge release, like a soul retrieval, when I'm doing a reading, I really encourage you to drink a lot of water. Drink, take lemon water if you can, or any kind of thing that will make it alkaline, and recognize that you're going through a detox physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So get out in nature and really take it, support yourself energetically over the next 12 days. Mom has shown me 12-12, 12-12, and she keeps on showing me you're going to be seen a lot of 12-12. And also she's giving you an eagle feather and put it in the back of your head. And then I'm hearing a drum of an Indian. And so she's bringing in an Indian guide. And actually it's interesting because then she said Pocahontas. So the name sounds like Pocahontas. And so play around with that name, and don't be surprised if something comes in your head where it's a clear, like a Pocahontas comes in your into your awareness. And that at first I thought it was a male guide, but then it's very much a female guide looking very much like the Pocahontas that that we know of in the shows. And so taking in her energy, because she is shows you, recognizes your connection with nature, and that in talking to the animals. So she shows me your connection with animals, and also again with nature. She shows me it's very healing for you to be out into nature. You have natural green hands. You connect with the elemental world very easy. Actually, that was your saving grace. It helped you survive as far as planting and getting connected to the earth. You love to do that, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, when I see leprechauns, everybody, all over, everyone I know, that's where you embrace that. And so, Kathy, as we finish this reading, because we have to go to the next break, I want to tell you to really embrace yourself, that your parents and your brothers and aunts and uncles, they're all coming out, embracing you, loving you, and taking down that roses. Really work with rose oil. If you could have roses around you, that would be wonderful. And keep on growing and expanding. And we're going to the last break of the day, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
I really thought that I was the only one who cared about things that matter to me, like the planet, kids, education, peace, and creating a world that works for everyone. Then I found the Center for Spiritual Living, an entire church that thinks and cares about the things I do. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires us to build better lives and a better world. I've found my new spiritual home.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Man, if it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, whoa. You need a shift in perspective.
I know. I want to change, but I just can't seem to make it stick. My relationship, my job, my finances, all hitting rock bottom.
Well, you know what? You should enter Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover Contest.
Oh, no, not another makeover.
Don't wait just a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not just another makeover. It's a makeover from the inside out, the kind that really works. Dr. Pat Show is bringing together practitioners from all across the country to work with 3 lucky listeners to change their lives for good, dude. Now, seriously, here's the deal. Like Dr. Pat says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now you get all the help you need to become the new you.
Okay, how do I enter?
Well, all you got to do is go to drpatsmakeover.com for all the info and to enter. That's drpatsmakeover.com to finally become the person you've always wanted to be.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest talk show host of the Dr. Pat Show. And I'm going to do something different today. Is I'm going to answer an email that somebody requested because, and I want to let everybody know this, so we have archived shows on the Dr. Pat Show. And so all of the shows are archived and so you can listen to. And so I've received many requests from callers that would love to ask a question, but they're at work when I'm on. And so they are, they would want to know if I could possibly answer their question on the air and then they could listen to the archives. And so I am more than open and willing to do that. So I want to let all of you know that if you listen to an archive, you have a question, you can please have it stay to one question, please. And the most important thing that's coming up with you right now, and that I will answer it on the email, on the the show on the archives, and then we will let you know when your question got answered. So what show to look up on, look it up on. So this is something new that we're doing. This is where we're working with the archives and all the wonderful things that the Dr. Pat Show's website has there for you to work with and listening and seeing what's going on. So again, we're going to go to an email. And so part of this request, this is from Rhonda. And Rhonda is from California, San Diego, California. And she was talking about blocks in her back for many, many years and the point of frustration. And she also was saying that that part of this, the point of frustration, not only does it cause a severe pain, but there's, this point of frustration, this, like, why can't I get over this? Because she's a healer, a teacher, a healer, has been in the spiritual realm for 20 years. And this is such why I picked this one to start with in the beginning, is that this is such a common theme that I hear over and over again of people that are into metaphysics, and it doesn't matter if it's been for 2 months or for 30 years, but there's a sense of I've been doing this, is what they say, or I should know better, or I know better, and I've been studying metaphysics, and why can't I get rid of this back problem, this neck problem, this issue? And so what I like to remind people is that this year we're entering in, again, putting that light, putting that 100, that 1,000-watt light bulb into our, that means watt energy frequency light, into our physical body, more than we ever have. And so think of that, we've been clearing out the layers. First hit the spiritual level, then it went through the mental level, then the emotional level, and this year in particular is the physical level. So what I've noticed consistently around the world, and when things are happening around the world, guys, I'm hearing this daily around the world with people with physical ailments that they have not had in years all of a sudden reappearing, and or something that is chronic, like flaring up more than ever. And so when I'm looking, Rhonda, into your back, I go right to the mom side, to the left side first, but then I see a cord. And so I want this. The first thing I'm seeing is you from 2 to 5 years old. I'm also seeing those Dr. Denton pajamas where they have the back drops, where I don't even think they make them anymore, but think of the suntan girl, where the copper tone girl, where the dog is pulling down her behind, so you can see her behind, and then picture these pajamas. So when I see that sign, that means to me symbolically that 2 to 5 year old is in the back, means the past, and I'm looking right at the first, second, and the bottom of the third chakra, and there's, like, again, an energetic back door. So here, as far as the back door energy, is where people can, like, get into your back door. That means get under your skin, come into, like, drain your energy. It's like there's a part of your life lesson here, is that you give, and being able to receive for Rhonda first and take in for Rhonda first is something that, when I just said to that to your little child, I watched the reaction of what your energy body does. And your right hand, put your hand up like a stop sign, like, no, 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 like I was almost spoon feeding you acid when I said, here, Rhonda, this is for self-care for Rhonda first. So there's a part of mom's lineage, part of the generational patterns that was so strong and so taught to you that you care for everybody else, carry everybody energetically on your back. That's like, and then throw on the top of it that you're a natural teacher, helper, healer. There's a sense that I have to carry the weight of everybody else, and that and that part of that is the helper, but also it's like, when do we energetically carry the people on our back, even if it's just subconsciously, especially those people that could be what I call under the wire people. So those are people that are close to us. They're part of our inner circle. They could be part of our family, part of that inner circle that they're, we think, oh gosh, we have to put up with our mother-in-law or ex-husband or something along those lines because of the kids. And what we're understanding is we don't have to, an energy drain is an energy drain. If we all physically saw our energy leaking out of our, all over the floor, that we need mops to clean it up, otherwise that we would be slipping and sliding. If we all saw what we would do to our energy daily, the whole world would be different. And that's what we're so excited to say, that we are turning into that, being much more aware of how we work with our energy. So what I'm seeing is part of this is where you're releasing some very old ancient patterns that starts on the mom side, that again feels like that part of the lesson, the simply put, the main lesson, it was like right to life issues. And for your right to life here, to have a right to live here, that you have to help the other people before you can help yourself. That's on the left side. And so there's like a pressure there. And on the right side, I'm seeing as far as like a fear of annihilation. So when I'm hearing that, this goes back to even past lives as far as being a healer and being burned at the stake as a witch for being a healer. I'm seeing that you've been crucified in the past and even crucified what the dad is saying. A male's coming in. He wants to recognize the name Joseph. And he's saying as far as like feeling, again, crucified in this lifetime too, and not physically, more emotionally. And so this is where a sense of, on a subconscious way, of I'm going to be annihilated if I shine my light and if I let these people hold their own weight. Because think of coming in here as an old soul with extra light. So there's a part of that 2 to 4 or 5-year-old that feels like I have enough light, I can give it away. Because these other people, you feel sense and know that these other people don't have, you sense that you're the 100-watt light bulb, they're a 50-watt light bulb is what I call it. And so you're saying I can give them part of my light because then that makes them happier and shinier. So you learn that at a very young age, from 2 to 5, to give away your light, give away your energy. But that also drains your energy. It drains you. And so this is where we're going down to foundational support. You're clearing out any residual energies that go back to the generational patterns that, again, has to do with right to life issues and also issues of the fear of annihilation, being again, crucified. And we can get crucified as far as being fired, going through a divorce. So those kind of things that can feel like a mini crucifixion, especially when you're very sensitive. And so here's it's the master dance is what I call it, where we don't judge ourselves. Because, again, I'm seeing that the grandmother's saying that you could be really hard on yourself, that you can get the frustration as part of it. It's like, I worked on this, and why does this come up again? And I totally get that. I can say I could do that with my own, when my own back flares up. And so, but I also know when I go back down into my back and I say, how can I serve you, that I'll get images or pictures I can understand, okay, I can see what my back is doing. So think of this as that you're doing a pivotal life-altering change here, and this is going to give you a foundational change that allows you to soar, that the fifth dimensional energies that are coming down is like water to your soul, and you can't get enough of those. And so keep up the good work. Don't be hard on yourself. Do a lot of infinity eights. I also encourage belly dancing or any kind of sideways eights, and really getting into the kundalini energy, embracing it, and literally get those like outfits or at least pretend you have an outfit to be too put you over the top of as far as physically getting one, because all of that is welcoming in. Actually, I'm seeing you as a belly dancer, so you definitely had a past life with that, and so I'd work with her energy because she was definitely had the knowledge of how to move her hips, how to move her lower body, and the belly dancing is a sacred art that goes back to the sacred healing technique, actually. So work with her energy, as you're going to notice a huge difference. And again, we just had a huge block change right here. So I encourage, just like with Kathy, I love that I'm seeing people taking in the energy. We're directing it over the radio, putting light in there. Your body's ready to clear it out. And so you bring it up to the surface and you're able to do a clearing. So that's wonderful. So again, drink a lot of water, support yourself, and get out that old belly dancing stuff. And so that's the first email thing, and I'm again encouraging you to email me at union1111 with any kind of questions that you have, and we will address those questions and let you know when they are on the archives. And so that's a new option that we are offering. And the email again, union1111@yahoo.com. Please have it stick to one question and one at a time. I don't want 10 questions by 10 different people. And so I'm going to start doing this at least once a month, because I know we get a lot of calls, and I'm not going to ignore that. We're going to do that. We're going to balance. It's all going to be out of bounds. So I think that we're going to say goodbye and have a wonderful day, and may you align with the divine.